This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Friday, January the 24th of 2025. Another very, very, very cold start here in North Central Wisconsin. Fair skies, bits of sunshine. Temperature stands at 15 degrees below zero. No wind chill, though. That's the good news. But cold start again. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and checking out the 98.9 WXCO page there as well. The good news is better than yesterday. Yesterday was really, really bad with the voice. Bad news is it's still not quite there, but we're going to try to get through here on this Friday morning. Got some guests coming up in a little bit more than 20 minutes. We'll be joined by Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens will be talking about what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. They were victorious last night. Bucks actually had a postponement due to bad weather. Not in Milwaukee this week, but in New Orleans, way down south. We'll hear about that. Talk a bit about Marquette and Badger men's basketball, NFL, and a whole bunch more. That's Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34 this morning. And then in the second hour of the show, we'll have our segments with Paul Micklig from New McCathic coming up at 9:21. But I said there was good news. Actually, the real good news is the return of our prodigal son. After being gone all week down in Florida, in Orlando, back where he belongs, behind the glass, in the producer's chair, Ian Welsh. Ian, welcome back.
Thank you, Chad. It's great to be back. Oh, yeah. I definitely didn't miss the cold, though, but...
Well,
got to come back to it sometime.
I tell ya, you did. It's like it was a cold week, but I was glad to see that it looked like you were able to accomplish what you wanted to. You sent some pictures yesterday.
Yep.
How was your trip?
You know, honestly, overall, the entire experience itself was just unforgettable and completely amazing. I mean, for the first time I ever flown a commercial, especially on a plane like that before, it was a little nerve-wracking at first. And once I was up in the air, though, I was doing a lot better. But just the whole takeoff and flying over the city of Milwaukee and then coming down into Orlando was such a beautiful sight. And then getting to Disney World itself, we got there pretty late on a Sunday. I forgot about the time difference. When you go down to Florida, you actually lose an hour or so. Mm-hmm. Ended up being a little later for us when we got there. We were able to get there pretty quickly, and we had a very nice resort that we stayed. It was one of the newer resorts, actually. It was the Disney's Port Orleans Riverside. And it was a very nice resort. Our room was very impressive. There was a lot of space for both of us. And just going to the parks themselves. I mean, my dad and I had worked on a plan for this because we only had 3 days we were there. So we had to make sure we planned accordingly. And on Monday, we tackled Epcot, and that was a lot of fun. That was like the only day that the sun actually came out, and it was really nice down there.
But, did it rain?
Oh, yeah. A Tuesday, yeah. The next day, we tackled both Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom, and it was raining like pretty good for most of the day, actually. Well, we made it work, though. You know,
that's the thing. You just make it work.
You can't change the weather. You just got to roll with it and make it work. And we were prepared. I mean, we had jackets and hats and gloves. We had the longer pants. I didn't get to wear my shorts at all. But I'm not complaining, though, because I would rather be, prepared than just, try to endure it in just a shorts and a T-shirt.
So what was the best part?
Oh, I think my favorite part, I have, many actually, but I think one of my top favorites I did was that first day we went to Epcot, and they had this Guardians of the Galaxy ride. It was the Cosmic Rewind, and the thing about that is you actually have to make a reservation to get on the ride because you can't, they don't have a standby entrance because it's so popular that you have to actually book a virtual queue on the Disney app, and then you have a certain time you have to be there here in order to ride the ride. But it was totally worth it, a very enjoyable ride. I mean, my dad and I honestly didn't know what to expect when we got on the ride. It just, as soon as it was over, we were like just completely blown away. Just a phenomenal ride. And there were so many other great memories as well. But just overall, a fantastic trip. A pretty decent weather, but we had a lot of fun. And it's very nice to be home.
How were the crowds? Were there a lot of people there? Did the battle people? Was it,
I think the way my dad was describing it, I think he said it was like, 75% full. We did have a lot of people there, especially there were people from all over the world there. Because I know that Epcot would have like an international festival of the arts going on. No, but there was a lot of people from all over who spoke different languages and just... That's one of the things I really love about Disney. It's just, it's not just for certain people. It's not just for certain ages. It's for everybody. Everybody, they should come to Disney World and just enjoy everything it has to offer because there truly is something for everybody there.
Fantastic. It was following the weather a little bit. It's a little chilly. It's like one morning I pulled it up. It said like, it was 42 or something in Orlando at the time that I was doing the show and thinking, that's too cold. But I thought, you'll get out there. It'll warm up, get into the 50s. And I imagine it felt warm because you're probably used to it being a lot colder.
Yeah, honestly, I did get used to it after a while. I mean, it's better than being in the negatives. So, I'll take the 40s and the 50s over the negatives, but... It's too bad we couldn't go on. It's too bad we couldn't go to Disney World next week because it's supposed to be sunny in the 70s. I'm like, man. Well, unfortunately, when we came down from Wisconsin, I think we brought some of the cold with us.
When I was talking to Brittany earlier in the week, she has gone to Florida now herself. And I said, it's going to be warmer for you. She said,
she'll probably have better luck with the weather.
that's exactly. Because I was looking yesterday at the forecast, and I was thinking, man, Monday and Tuesday, like, you're a week off.
Yeah.
Week off, but at the same time, just means that you'll just have to go again some other time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I was thinking maybe in like 3 or 4 years of actually getting a group of friends together and going down to Universal Orlando. Because I know that they're revamping their entire park and adding some new attractions. Actually, yeah, this year, actually, in like late May of this year, they're adding like a whole new section of Universal Studios. It's like 5 different parks in one area, and it's pretty awesome, but it's probably going to be super busy like as soon as it opens. So hopefully if I wait like a few years, maybe the crowds will die down a little bit, and that'll be a better time as we go. But for now, I'm happy with just my trip to Disney World and just a great way to start off a 2025.
Well, good to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
And are you going to be ready to have a perfect week with your number for the day quiz?
Yes, the pressure is really on because this is the only number of the day for me this week.
It'll be a perfect week if you can get it. So be
Oh, man.
Or else it's going to be a non-perfect week.
No, I don't want that. I want to get the perfect week.
All right. So, again, we'll have that coming up at the end of the program as part of our daily history lesson as well. So we'll get Ian back on the horse for that. Also, don't forget, tonight we have high school basketball. High school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the Merrill Blue Jays. I'll have coverage beginning with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. And I'll be spending my whole day trying to get my voice back into shape. But, well, it gets better as the day goes on. Unfortunately, it starts off very, very poorly. But we'll be on the air at 7 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:18, 15 below zero. We'll take a quick timeout. Be right back. You're on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels north to take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in high school boys basketball. Friday night, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
For you.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 8:23, 15 below zero is the temperature. Good news for you being off this week is you didn't have to be watching Donald Trump be inaugurated.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Oh, by the way, normally we have Brittany Merlot in at this time, but sort of a baton handoff. Coming back from Florida was Ian, and Brittany's spending a long weekend down there as well. So she'll be back on Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, I hope she has a good time.
She gave her some tips.
But I probably should have.
But the last couple of months, since the election, been a lot of thought, how do you handle the new administration if they're doing things that you just, you at your very core disagree with? What's the best way of handling it? And it has not taken me long here this week to realize that being passive is not an option. Saw a story yesterday wanted to share. Of course, one of the executive orders that Donald Trump has given has dealt with diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, we've talked about DEI a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost sad in a sense because it feels like they're winning because they're just taking it away in so many different ways. And also, in addition, Trump's administration's basically starting a witch hunt for minorities because not only has Trump ordered all aspects of DEI to have been erased by earlier this week, now they actually have an email that you're supposed to report violations. If there's somebody actually doing something for diversity, they got to be reported.
Oh, gosh.
And in fact, there is a sitting congressman, Dan Crenshaw, from Texas, far right guy, and he's spending his time, instead of trying to pass legislation to help the people of his district, he's put out on X. He goes, he has a picture from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives from their employee directory. It has a before and an after from a person who works for the director named Lisa Boykin. Before, it had a picture of Lisa Boykin, said Chief Diversity Officer, Office of the Director.
Okay.
And then after, says Lisa Boykin, Senior Executive Office of the Director, because Donald Trump has banned any diversity positions. Well, Crenshaw, basically trying to get this woman, a black woman, fired, goes, nice try, ATF, but senior executive sounds equally as pointless. Got to get more creative than that. Number one, the equality positions, the diversity positions, were not pointless.
Mm-mm.
They are not pointless. And number two, the idea of having these stool pigeons out there spending their days trying to find these people so they basically can be tossed out of their job is pathetic, especially for a congressman. And it makes me think here that passivity is not going to work.
No.
When we see this kind of behavior, it has to be pushed back on.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you try to fire these people from their diversity jobs, well, I got a newsflash for you. They're not going to stop fighting for these. They're not going to stop fighting for diversity and equity and inclusiveness. Inclusiveness. Thank you. Yeah. They will still keep fighting for these people, even if they don't have their jobs, because this is not just a job. This is a, you know, a human right for all people.
So again, it's just one of many executive orders put out this week by Trump. And they're trying to bury us with so much.
Mm-hmm.
But standing back, and I do think the leadership of the Democratic Party has to be more aggressive. Chuck Schumer.
Agree.
Schumer, come on. You can't just be sitting back and talking bipartisanship when Donald Trump is doing this times a thousand.
And we have time later in the show. I think we should talk about a story I heard on the nightly news last night.
All right.
Later in the show.
Yep, we'll do that. Coming up next, after an information update, Mike Clemens. Time is 8:29. 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Also, 98.9 WXCO, Friday morning, so it means a chance to catch up on sports, joined by our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
I'm cold, as a matter of fact. What was it like when you got into the XCO studios today?
15 below.
Oh, man. I thought it was supposed to warm up today.
I did, too. I was shocked. Hey.
So that's ice bowl temperature.
You know what?
They played an NFL championship on this in December 31st, 1967. They played a football game in that temperature. Is that unbelievable?
You know what? That's actually funny because the other day I was walking. It was sunny and the temperature is around this degrees early in the morning. And I thought the same thing because on that day as well, it was a sunny day, 15 below and sunny on ice bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing, too, is I just recently got to do a one-on-one with Jerry Kramer, the right guard, you know, made the block that made the Bart Starr's quarterback sneak possible to win the game. And I also reminded him, there's a great story I actually read in a book. Ray Nitschke was interviewed. So they play the Ice Bowl. The next chapter is, how do you recover from that? And so it's Wednesday after the Ice Bowl. Now you got to get ready for your second Super Bowl. And Lombardi comes in the training room and tells the guys, gentlemen, we practice in an hour. Let's get going. Come on, let's get out of here. And Ray Nitschke is on a table and says, Vince, I'm not going out there today. What? And he's like, got a mutiny in his hands. And the trainer's looking at him, and he's like, well, look at my toes. They're black. I've got frostbite from that game Sunday. I'm not ready. I'm not going out in that stuff. It was like 25 degrees that day. And Lombardi started to grumble and get mad, like, you know, it was gonna be hard for him to get players out on the practice field. And then Willie Davis, the very wise Willie Davis, the defensive end, he took Lombardi aside and said, "Hey, coach, can I ask you a question? What's the temperature in Miami? Sunshine and 75. Why? Oh, you know, just asking." And he walked away. And, you know, it started to sink in, like, okay, why would I take these guys in 25? They were on a plane to Miami in 2 days. And went down there the weekend before to start getting ready for the Super Bowl against the Raiders, which they won.
Weather has been a headline all over the country this weekend. Perhaps a team that has had to deal with it as much as anybody is the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, so they have this nice four-game stretch where they get these wins at home, and then they get on the plane the day early. They go down to New Orleans, and Louisiana has what? The storm of the century, which it seems like everybody in America is having like every other year, right?
Yes.
And they get down there, and this snowstorm hits. It was up to 8 inches of snow. I mean, it turned Bourbon Street into a ghost town. And the roads, and they don't have the equipment down there. I covered the Super Bowl where it was the Packers and the Steelers, and it was 16 degrees, and we had, now you guys got like 22 inches of snow up here, but there was like 3 or 4 inches of ice on the interstate. And after the first day, they were already out of salt. They're not budgeted for that. So they got trucks out on these desolate highways the week of a Super Bowl throwing sand around. And that was over in Texas. Same thing in Louisiana. They don't have the equipment to get rid of the snow. So Doc Rivers gave us a detailed account yesterday. He said, you know, going into the day of the game, I got a tip off from the NBA that there's a 95% chance that tonight's game is going to be canceled. He said, but we went ahead with our meetings anyway, as if the game was going to happen. We talked about, went over, reviewed some tape, talked about some fundamentals. But as for the players, like Damian Lillard said, there wasn't much we could do. We're just sitting in the room watching Netflix. There was a weight room. We went downstairs and lifted weights, but there was no court anywhere nearby. We missed a shooter on. There was any practice. So, you know, 3.5 days stuck in a hotel. Then it was tough. They postponed the game. I don't know when that's been rescheduled yet. Then they have to leave yesterday because they couldn't get, the airport was still closed. So as they're flying to Milwaukee, you know, they call ahead and say, look, you know, we're running late. So they had to move the game up last night from 6:30 to 7:30. The Bucks got there just a couple hours before, and Doc Rivers was asked, this ever happened to you before? He goes, well, you know, it wasn't so long ago when I was a player back in the day, and teams were still flying commercial. You know, you could be getting on a United Airlines flight, and, you know, there'd be the Milwaukee Bucks, right? So, you know, flights were late all the time or delayed in the wintertime, and teams would have to fly day of and go right from the plane to the team bus to the arena and throw on a jersey and start warming up for the game. So they were used to it. But Damian Lillard, he took the opportunity before they left the locker room last night at Fiserv Forum, and he got into that team and said, there will be no excuses. You're not going to come out of this and say, well, we were rusty. Gosh, I haven't shot, you know, a basketball in 3 days, blah, blah, blah. We're home now, and we're taking on a Miami Heat team that's got all this drama going on with Jimmy Butler, and you're not going to take your – because the next dozen games they got left before the All-Star break, 9 of them are on the road, so you've got to win this one at home. And then they just blew them out last night, 125-96 at Fiserv Forum.
And that's the interesting part. The Bucks, it's been such a roller coaster. Had the bad start, had the really good run, then had a little dip post midseason tournament, and now lately again. And the thing that jumps out is the 29-point win. Obviously, Miami, as you said, a lot of drama, but the Bucks recently look like a team, and again, I'm not going to say this will stay, but looks like a team that is building something.
And they're missing that shooter, you know, and Chris Middleton. I mean, my gosh, now you know, here we are, January, and he's got tendonitis, and so he's playing, you know, average minutes. He got in 25 minutes the other night, so you're missing that shot. Well, Giannis is taking the team on his back. I mean, he's playing defense. He's scoring 35 one night, 33 the next night. He gets the Player of the Week, Eastern Conference Player of the Week last week, just named to the All-Star game as a starter for the 9th consecutive year. You know, Giannis is making the difference. And yet, they're playing Doc Rivers ball now, where they're moving the ball around. And Doc Rivers, it took him a while for these guys to learn that rhythm, to learn to read each other as they do. And you know, Doc Rivers is now been able to, you know, teach them the strategy and get them ready, prepared for the teams. But guys like Damian Lillard and Giannis, they're doing the accountability thing. And that's what a coach wants, particularly at the professional level. You want the players keeping the other guys, that, listen, you haven't studied or, you know, you need to work out more in the gym, those kinds of things. And so they're rolling right now. But they got a tough stretch coming up. They're going to go West Coast trip coming up next.
You touched on Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting figures I think that the sports world has seen. I mean, an incredible talent, a guy that when the chips are down, you want on your side. But, boy, I've never seen a guy wear out his welcome or have the team that he's playing for wear out their welcome where he wants to leave so quickly. I mean, wherever he goes, he seems to, well, there's always greener pastures for him.
All I can figure out, and from the beat writers down in Miami, is, I mean, here's this guy that just was 2 years ago that, you know, the Bucks thought that they had themselves a championship run team. Giannis goes down with a back injury, and it's Jimmy Butler just comes out of nowhere and he's hot every night, and they end up, 4-1? They pretty much swept the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. I covered those games, and he was hot, and he took that Heat team, you know, deep into the playoffs. So here we are 2 years later. He's 35 years old, Chad. And you know what? He wants one last contract. And so he started with this, you know, a couple of months ago. And, you know, Pat Riley's like, I'm sorry. I still have you down for 2 years. I don't know. There's nothing to negotiate. You have a contract. You have 2 years left on yours. And so then he started throwing out hints through the agent and whatnot that Jimmy Butler wants out of Miami. He wants to be traded maybe to the Phoenix Suns. He gets suspended for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team, you know, skipping meetings, not showing up, not putting out his best effort out there. So then he serves that, and now the Heat are supposed to leave Miami and come out the day before to get ready for this game in Milwaukee against the Bucks, and he misses the team flight. They're sitting there at the airport at the charter plane waiting, and they have to close the doors, take off. So then, you know, when this is learned, Butler's agent is, you know, telling the media, oh, no, he was coming. He was going to take a private jet, but he intended to come. Well, Pat Riley said, you know, enough. He suspended him another 2 games. So no Jimmy Butler last night. Doc Rivers was asked about this. He goes, I feel for Eric Spoelstra. He said, it's a horrible situation. He said, I feel for the players because it's no win for them. I mean, if you say something to back up your teammate, then you're against the team. And if you say something in favor of the team, then, you know, you create a division in the locker room. He said, I went through this with Ben Simmons in the 76ers. It's a mess. It's really a tough mess. And, you know, you hope things that will settle down. And essentially the former Marquette alum, Jimmy Butler, will, you know, get back on track and honor the last 2 years of his contract.
Speaking of Marquette, they got Villanova tonight at Fiserv. Had an inexplicable loss to Xavier, bounced back against Seton Hall. Villanova, not what they used to be, are they?
No, they're not. And that's an early game tonight, 6 o'clock at Fiserv. The Xavier game was interesting. I don't know if it was one of those so-called blueprint games, but they were really physical against the Golden Eagles. And Shaka Smart was impressed by that. But yeah, they came out swinging, and they were all over him, and it got Marquette out of rhythm. Cam Jones, I think, was held to just 11 points in that game, and so, you know, Smart said, you know, I've got to be we're both wearing the crown here, and if we're gonna get to this place we want to go, you know, he's got to be my leader on the team, and I've got to, you know, coach better. So they came out and won their next game. They're ranked 10th. I mean, they're quietly having a very good season so far, and you know, just dominating most of these teams in the Big East. So a game for Marquette tonight. Then the Badgers, they're going to play on Sunday. They've got a noon start on Sunday at the Kohl Center where they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They just got back from California. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to talk about, you know, these games against USC, UCLA are Big Ten games because they're now in the conference. They beat USC, but UCLA got hot and matched them point for point for like the whole game. And then, you know, Blackburn for the Badgers missed a shot with a few seconds left. They ended up losing that one 85-83 the other night at UCLA.
I got to ask you about Ben Johnson. Did the Bears get this one right? Because obviously, the record is great as an offense coordinator, But there's been I've read a couple of things that maybe he's a little different.
Now listen, what they did was the Bears did a very impressive job of pulling this off, because a lot of teams wanted Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Lions, has been so creative. And he also mentioned one of his inspirations is a coach, an offensive coordinator named John Shoup. Well, John Shoup, you know, Bears fans remember, it was Dick Geron's offensive coordinator almost 20 years ago. And it's like, oh. But they didn't have the quarterback. They had Cade McNown then at quarterback. He makes these offenses where if you run your bread and butter play, you got to come up with a different formation. And if you come up with an exotic play, you got to make it look like one of your bread and butter plays. You marry the two. And that's what's worked for him in Detroit. But then he gets in there the other day and he says, also, my family, we've been coming here for the last 10 years in the summertime to Cubs games. We love Chicago. We love Chicago Cubs fans. And this is where we want our next step to be. So he really sold the fans that. And he finished by saying, and I've enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Oh, God.
Real quick, Mike. Son. Real quick, who wins Sunday?
Oh, I'm pulling for Washington and the Bills, both those fan bases. That's the Super Bowl that I want to cover, Chad.
That'll be a rematch of the old Metrodome Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Mike, thanks again. Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Chad.
Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Reporter. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
James,
Melissa,
Chad, and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us. Just heard a promo for a sales position. We are looking for folks to join our team. And if you are somebody that's got sales experience or would like to maybe check into becoming a salesperson, again, contact Chuck Gennaro. Chuck.Gennaro@civicmedia.us. And again, you can find more information, but really a terrific company to work for. It's really, if you're somebody that wants to have an enjoyable work life, somebody that knows that their bosses appreciate them, the priorities are so right. I have nothing but great things to say about working here at Civic Media. And again, check out the opportunity. Again, Chuck.Gennaro, Gennaro, Gennaro@civicmedia.us. And you know, everybody. In fact, we're going to see some of the Civic Media folks tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because we have our holiday party as different parts of the state get together. And ours is in Eau Claire, so it's a little bit of a trek, but doggone it. There's going to be bowling. There's going to be fun. There's going to be food. Oh, yeah. And
should be a lot of fun.
And see some of the folks who are in upper management that we don't see that often. See folks from other stations in Civic Media. But really good group. And it starts right at the top with our owner, Sage Weil, and others that are in the executive level of Civic Media. But again, if you're somebody that wants that next challenge and opportunity, and with a lot of fun folks, check it out. Again, send an inquiry to Chuck Gennaro, chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of unpacking to do after returning home?
Thankfully, I didn't have too much. I did have a lot of laundry. Because that's the main thing
When
you travel is you have to bring the right amount of clothes, but then you also have to make sure that, I think it's safe to say that packing-wise, I think we were pretty well prepared for our vacation, but didn't have too much to unpack.
Very good.
Actually, didn't have to bring a super big suitcase either. It was actually a pretty smaller size.
Do you watch Squid Game?
I haven't actually seen it, but I have heard about it.
Well,
it's kind of like the Hunger Games a little bit.
Well, it's popular. I've never seen it. I'm not too familiar with it.
I think they actually just started their second season, if I'm not mistaken.
It smashed records. Squid Game became the most viewed series in a single week in 2024 with a staggering 4.9 billion minutes watched between December 23rd and December 29th, according to Nielsen.
That's impressive.
Yeah, the Korean drama's second season, which premiered on Netflix on December 26th, drew in massive, massive viewership with over 4 billion minutes attributed to season two alone. Viewers not only caught up on the first season, but also devoured the latest installment, contributing to the milestone.
Huh.
Apart from Squid Game, seven other titles also garnered over 1 billion minutes viewed during the same week. A lot of people were, during the Christmas week, were spending a lot of time binging. Netflix's Virgin River, 2.2 billion minutes. Dwayne Johnson's Red One, 1.8 billion minutes.
And I enjoyed that movie. That was a good holiday movie. My family and I actually got to watch that on Amazon during December, like just before Christmas, actually. I did have a free subscription to Amazon Prime, so we were still able to watch that.
So you were part of the 1.8 billion minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And Netflix's Carry On with 1.5 billion minutes, among others. So those numbers are this boggle of the mind.
Yeah, It's a lot of minutes. It's a lot of people.
Coming up, we're going to find out what's going on with the news, weather, sports, entertainment, our information update, which you get at the top and bottom of every hour. Then we have another hour to go. We will be joined by Paul Micklig at 9:21. And then we will have our daily history lesson.
Yes.
We'll have that return with our number for the day quiz at the end of the show as well.
That's right.
8:58. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.